Across South West Wales, on FM, online, mobile and DAB. This is 96.4 FM, The Wave, 90 Second News.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Claire Pearson. The Swansea Bay City Region submitted a £500 million city deal bid to the UK and Welsh governments. Our reporter Mitch Rushton has more details on the bid, which aims to revolutionise the area.
It's known as the Internet Coast Deal and could generate billions of pounds for our economy. Sir Terry Matthews, who's chairman of Swansea Bay City Region, has always pointed to high-speed broadband and the internet as the way forward. Now he's written to the Chancellor outlining his vision for the city region, helping launch news successful and fast-growing companies here in Swansea Bay.
The Welsh Government's fought off competition from across the world to bring Aston Martin to Wales. It'll create more than 750 highly skilled jobs at St Athan in the Vale of Glamorgan. Swansea residents are facing a 3.9% rise in council tax bills. Yes, Council Leader Rob Stewart.
We had been projecting a 3% council tax rise, and what we've done is listen to the people in terms of some of the things they want us to continue to fund, and that's increased council tax therefore to 3.9, which is what we're proposing for this year.
A man's died after his motorbike collided with a car in Port Talbot last night. It happened on a Maesteg Road in Croesero at 8:05. Police are appealing for witnesses. And in showbiz, Adele, James Bay and Years and Years lead the nominations at tonight's Brit Awards with 4 each, and Little Mix say they can't wait to take to the stage.
It is known and understands how much it means to us that we're performing.
Well, it is as well that it's not just our dream, it's actually our fans' dream as well. Yeah, I think that's why they're so...
Every year when we sit at the table at the Brits and we watch people, we're like, oh, we want to do it so bad.
And to receive our daily news bulletin in your inbox every day, sign up to our VIP members list at thewave.co.uk.